Thank you very much, Mr. Potenza. I hope that the chair will allow me to answer that directly. Yes, as we mentioned, the aim here is to go through paragraph by paragraph to discuss the general principles of these paragraphs. This is not per se a drafting session, so we're not here to sign off the final wording of the individual paragraphs. If there are no comments, then I think it is on each of the single paragraphs, and I think it is understood that there is general agreement on the text, but obviously the text will need to be edited, it will need to be modified through the work of a more detailed drafting group. And in fact, I had asked for other people to intervene first on this paragraph. Of course, ECE and the Secretariat will also like to have a minor modification, probably in relation to this, in relation to our rules of procedure and our ways of working. And it would probably need to say something like the model rules are issued by the Working Party on Rail Transport as a subsidiary body of the Inland Transport Committee of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. So the wording needs to be changed. This is not 100% the final wording, but it is important that we then go through this drafting process at a future stage once we've had this initial run through to agree the general content of these paragraphs, to pick up these specific points, because as we mentioned also in the discussion, well, using my example, as we mentioned in the discussion of the revisions committee that we started in the morning, the body which would need to authorize the rules and adopt the rules, sorry, that's the word I was looking for, would be the Working Party on Rail Transport. And so that would is an example of where we would need to go through in the drafting process. I hope that answers the question. There is another hand raised. One second, I have to find a way. Why am I not seeing them? Hold on. Apologies, colleagues. Petrov. Mr. Petrov, go ahead.